Now, the Apudu royal family has petitioned President Mahama to renovate the old Birwa Palace to enable the Apudu family perform the funeral of the late Yana Muhammadu Abdullahi. The Apudu family made the call after a peaceful demonstration in Yendi. Over 1,000 people clad in red took part in the demonstration. The demonstrators marched through the main road from Nayilifong to the offices of the Yendi municipality, where the MCE, Alhaji Isa Zakaria, received the petition on behalf of President Mahama. Alhassan Idris is a spokesperson of the Apudu royal family, and he read the petition.
The forbearance of our customs and traditions, in their wisdom, honored the late Yana Vengina with the full funeral rites of a Yana in the Garab. Why would anyone argue today that it is as customary to perform the late Yana Muhammad Abdullah funeral in the old Garab? Are those who take this entrenched position now claiming to know the Gong customs more than our fathers who lived during the glorious days of Navengina and Nandansoli? Are they saying today that the late Yana Yakuba Andani, the late Buchena Abdullah Bukhari, the late Jonah Idris Ibrahim, the late Gundana Mohammed Yakubu, the late Fishulana Abu Ziblin, and the late Kumbu Nasumani Issa, who signed the reconciliation agreement, were all ignorant of the Bank Custom? Mr. President, it is not possible that all these eminent chiefs of our great kingdom were wrong and the so-called Kugana is right today. We refuse to accept his twisted and adulterated interpretation of the Bank Custom and tradition. He can continue to have his 15-minute fame by indulging in customary blasphemy. We are not amused by his juvenile meddling in serious matters of the Devon Kingdom. Your Excellence, in line with the customary precedent case of Nazengina, and in accordance with the Supreme Court rule of 1986, the Memorandum of Agreement of 1987, the Roadmap to Peace of 2006, as well as the position of the three eminent chiefs expressed in their draft final peace agreement, we submit that Lady Nana Muhammad Abdullahi should be accorded full funeral rights in the Garab Palace, befitting his status as a former Yana, in accordance with the Devon customs and traditions.
He also commented on the work of the Committee of Eminent Chiefs.
Mr. President, permit us to conclude by reiterating our stand that the ongoing mediation process by the Committee of Eminent Chiefs at the CEC is meaningless unless it is linked up with the total implementation of all agreements reached hitherto by the two royal families. Much as we appreciate the efforts of the CEC, we are disappointed that the Eminent Chiefs have not been able to implement the roadmap document with regard to the funeral of the late Yana Muhammad Abdullahi Bok. It has been almost a decade since the two families committed ourselves to follow the roadmap. We will continue to cooperate with the CEC in their mediation process. However, we are temporarily not in a position to attend their meetings until such a time that they see to the renovation of the old Garba Palace in the readiness for the two funerals to be performed there. So we intend to sustain peaceful demonstrations and media engagements to press home our concerns, our differences and to the good people of Ghana and the international community. We pray that you would end all these by responding favorably to our humble petition.